Coming up on Saturday, March 19th, the annual spring cleanup at Jordan Lake. Big lake, important for the water supply, part of the watershed. And it does get a little bit messy, to say the least. So a lot of volunteers going out to help clean Jordan Lake Saturday, March 19th from 9 to 1 at Jordan Lake State Recreation Area. There we go. A lot of people are already signed up to volunteer. They're looking for more. And joining us now is the president of Clean Jordan Lake, Fran DiGiano. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for having me here once again.
And so tell us about Clean Jordan Lake, this organization that you have been involved with for years now. How did it get started, and what people, we've talked about this before, but what actually is the issue with Jordan Lake, and why does it need to be cleaned up every single year?
Right. Well, I co-founded Clean Jordan Lake in 2009, and really it came out of my personal concern because I was hiking around the lake. I was kayaking on the lake. I was cycling around the lake, and I was seeing all this trash. And that led me to try to take some action with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who manages the lake. And they suggested being an organization called Friends of Jordan Lake. And we were fortunate enough to get the name Clean Jordan Lake. CleanJordanLake.org is our website. And since then, we've just been marching along with now 4,100 volunteers who have come out. 11,000 bags of trash have been removed. 3,800 tires have been removed. And every time it rains on the watershed, more trash is flushed. Every time recreational users come to the lake, more trash is left behind. So our job is endless until we reach public awareness of the importance of trash prevention in the watershed, which is the direction we're moving.
It's been 7 years since you founded Clean Jordan Lake. Are you seeing now a marked difference in the health of the lake and the watershed?
Well, when we started, we had a 30-year legacy of trash to remove.
Right.
And now we're getting to the point where we're getting so many volunteers out there that we're almost able to keep up with the incoming trash. So those who do a lot of surveying of the lake, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in particular, goes out on the lake a lot for various reasons, for management reasons. And they're telling me, Fran, the lake looks a lot better. The lake shoreline looks a lot better since you guys have been out here.
That's really cool. That's got to make you feel good, because, I mean, it's one of those things where so many people think, oh, man, I can't make a difference. But you focus on the local, you make an effort, you get an organization involved, and you can actually do something.
Yes. The best part about it is it's a two-way satisfaction street, really, because the Corps really enjoys us to be out there. And I think they recognize the value. It gives them more encouragement that the public cares about what they do. And in turn, they provide more logistical support for us.
Mm-hmm. So speaking with Fran DiGiano, president of Clean Jordan Lake. Again, cleanjordanlake.org is the website if you want to find out more. And you can go there to find out how to volunteer for the annual spring cleanup, the big one, which is going to be on Saturday, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I know you've got more than 100 volunteers already and looking for more, right?
Yes, we can always use more. This is a particularly important cleanup because during the wintertime, we had a huge amount of rain. I don't know if you remember, but we had flooding.
Oh, I remember.
The Jordan Lake State Recreation Areas had to close because of the flooding. The lake level rose by 17 feet, but not seen since 2003. And that brought an extremely large load of trash in. So that's really – we're focusing on New Hope Overlook, which is part of the state recreation area, because those camping sites all along there – it's a very popular area, have a lot of trash all along that shoreline. Beautiful walking trail otherwise, and we're trying to restore that to what it should look like.
So for people who volunteer and who come out at 9 a.m. On Saturday the 19th, what can they expect to experience?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a lot of fun. Everybody seems to enjoy the fun of it. We have a trash treasure hunt with this event every year, and so we mark certain items that are really unusual, and it's fun to have the volunteers go out and see if they can find them. When they come back, they get a nice prize. We have a little lunch for them, and there's a lot of camaraderie that develops, especially because we have a wide range of age groups represented. We have high schoolers, and they work alongside senior citizens, for example, and so there's a lot of stuff going on, I think, that's public awareness that we want to create. These folks, the young people, see what trash is like, and I don't think they'll ever throw anything on the ground again after they see this, especially they're so frustrated with styrofoam because the little pieces of styrofoam are the most annoying things to clean up. And they say, you know, I'm going to go back to my school and I'm going to ask the cafeteria to not use styrofoam anymore. This is the latest news I had from a recent group of high schoolers out there. And I thought that was great. You know, go for it, you know.
That's really cool. Because, yeah. I mean, we talk about recycling, but recycling isn't as important as reducing and not using in the first place. And kind of the same thing with trash. It's great to go out and clean up the trash, but it would be even better if there weren't any trash to clean up in the first place.
Exactly. Another idea we have in that regard is, I guess the term repurposing is, is sometimes used. We're collecting plastic bottles this year with caps on them to make a pontoon boat, a pontoon barge for trash removal by a kayaker. So we're going to build a small pontoon boat out of plastic
bottles
with the caps on them, because the caps have to be for it to float.
To float, yeah.
And we're going to make a little plywood platform over that. We're hoping to get some high school groups involved with making this and maybe even have a competition. If we get enough bottles, we'll make two or three. And we'll give those to kayakers to use to tow bags of trash behind them. And we'll try to get some more exposure for that effort through having it at the state recreation area, at the visitor center, to show people, hey, you know, this is what we got out of Jordan Lake, these bottles.
That's awesome.
So I think we're moving more in that direction of public awareness now.
Okay. So you mentioned the trash treasure hunt, which means that you – is it just you that goes around, or is it a couple people that go around and mark the really interesting items in advance?
Well, it happens to be me this year, but other years we've had more. But yes, I have to walk the whole length and try to find things. It's not difficult to find things.
Right.
Photograph them. And then I post this up at our meetup.com site where folks have volunteered at, and they can see what in advance what to be looking for there. And I'm telling you, they find these things, and they're not always that obvious, but they find them.
Yeah.
So we've had good success in giving out prizes.
All right. So what are the most interesting things that you find? And we always talk about the tires and just the sheer number of tires that managed to wash up into the lake. But what are some of the unusual things?
Yeah, well, the most telling of the connection in the watershed is to find a City of Greensboro water meter cover.
Mm.
So that came all the way from Greensboro, and I'm sure it did. Where else would it come from?
You're not driving around with this Greensboro thing and chucking it out the window, yeah.
So that's one, you know, but we find all kinds of very strange dolls and children's toys that must come from parks in the area. I think we remember finding a voodoo doll. So,
what made it? How did you know it was? It was like clearly like pins in it and everything.
Yeah,
or
I forget exactly, but it had the markings of something more than a doll. And folks,
I guess it either really
it right
worked
away.
Or really didn't. One or the other. Oh, man. All right. Well, speaking with Fran DiGiano, cleanjordanlake.org, the big annual spring cleanup is going to be Saturday, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the New Hope Overlook access to the recreation area off Pea Ridge Road in New Hill. That is on Saturday the 19th. We should mention there's an event on Saturday the 12th that is already pretty much set and good to go. But this is actually a really cool event, too.
Well, yes, this is an outcome of our attempt to start a public awareness campaign with all of the counties one by one, taking them on a pontoon boat tour of the lake. And as an outgrowth of the one that we did last fall with Durham County, we got involved with Durham Creek Week, which is coming up this coming week. And we volunteered to organize a cleanup, and we're doing it at the what's called a New Hope Creek Waterfowl Impoundment off of Route 54. Mm-hmm. And we have about 70 people signed up for that event. In fact, we're expanding the area to accommodate all of these volunteers. So it's maybe the start of a new thing that we're going to be doing with Durham County and the City of Durham Coming up with this first event. I think it's going to be a great event. We had a lot of enthusiasm about it.
And I know you were saying you took some county commissioners out to take a look at the lake before.
We did. We got four of the five county commissioners to come out last fall on the pontoon boat with us. And none of them had been out on the lake before. And they were just amazed at the quietness, at the peacefulness of the lake. And, of course, I had to bring them to show trash as well.
Right.
And they were shocked by that. So much so that they said, can we get off the boat and pick up some trash?
That's good.
And
yeah.
I happened to have a bag with me, and I said, sure. We did that, and we had a little photo op there to show them cleaning up. But they really offered some great suggestions for how counties could help our effort, and we're following up on those suggestions in the coming year.
Very cool. Again, cleanjordanlake.org is the website. So go there, find out more about the event and how you can sign up. Fran DiGiano, you do such good work with this, and you have for so many years. Is there any additional information that people need to know or any tips that people need to keep in mind when it comes to just keeping not just Jordan Lake but just North Carolina clean in general?
Well, I've become so much more sensitive over the years to everything I see on a roadside as trash because I know where it's going to end up. And what we need to inculcate, you know, is this idea of anything that you put on the land anywhere in the watershed will fall, run off with rain into a little stream, and eventually that gets to the Haw River or the New Hope Creek, and it comes to the lake. We have it. We're able to show that in spades with this New Hope Creek cleanup because that's just like at the beginning of the entrance to Jordan Lake, and there's a huge amount of trash there from all this flooding. So I guess my message is, you know, be sensitive to that and develop an attitude that, you know, everything I use I take away from the lake with me. And if I'm on the land doing something, I take it home with me if there's not a trash bin to put it in.
All right. CleanJordanLake.org is the website. Head out to Jordan Lake State Recreation Area for the annual spring cleanup again Saturday, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be lunch at 12:15, so plus the trash treasure hunt. You can win prizes as well, and you'll be participating in a great and so important annual event. Fran DiGiano, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Aaron.